Joining us on KNBR 680, he's a relief pitcher for the San Francisco Giants from the Chicago area. Really saved a lot of games last year, believe me, coming in with runners on base, George Contos. George, how's spring going?
It's going pretty well. I can't really complain. Things have been going well. I've been throwing the ball well. I've been feeling healthy, feeling strong. So far, everything's been rolling along pretty well.
Last year at this time, you're in the Yankee camp. You know, St. Petersburg, George Steinbrenner Field, wondering what's going to happen. This year, you're getting a World Series ring. You have a pretty good shot. Obviously, you'll be on this pitching staff. And you're in Arizona. It's different for a pitcher being in Arizona. Give me a comparison for you, at least last year to this year, and pitching here versus Florida.
You know what? The main difference in pitching here is you really got to keep the ball down. You really got to finish your pitches because the air is much, much thinner. There's no humidity as there was in Tampa. You could get away with not putting as much effort into your pitches and still getting similar bite. Whereas here, if you don't finish the slider, don't finish the sinker or changeup, it's not really going to do exactly what you wanted it to. It's going to stay up, or it's going to cut, or it's just going to spin, and that's how you get in trouble. So the biggest thing for me here is just really focusing on finishing my pitches in the games. And as far as everything else, just going and getting my work done. I came into camp a little bit ahead of schedule. I built up some innings early just to come in because I knew I wanted to come into camp prepared because I wanted to pitch well in spring training and, you know, kind of just, you know, defend that spot that I'm holding on to in the bullpen. And, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at right now. I've been feeling really good, been pleased with my results. So far, so good.
Yeah, look at the difference. You're right, Tampa. I said St. Petersburg. I was thinking of St. Petersburg, the old Yankee training ground, old Al Lang Field. Boy, I remember that so well. Yeah. Miller Huggins Field. That's St. Petersburg for me. But you're right, Tampa. George Steinbrenner took over Tampa, so he had you guys down there. But look at last year. Seriously, last year at this time, middle of March, you're fighting to get on a Yankee staff, and now we're sitting here in a World Series.
Yeah, you know what? Last year at this time, I'd only made an outing or two. I pulled my left oblique, my very first bullpen of spring training last year, so I was on the shelf for a few weeks. And right about this time, I was just getting back, been pitching in a few games, and you know, really, really focusing and trying as hard as I could to make that last spot in the Yankee bullpen. And you know, it's a little bit different now. I mean, the mentality is still the same, but there's that little bit of breathing room I feel like that we have now. We won the World Series. We have, I think, 22 or 21 of our guys from the World Series roster back, so it's a very familiar clubhouse. We have the guys who we went to. Went to battle with last year, still here, and it's going to be great. It's been a fun spring so far, and I'm really looking forward to April 1st in L.A.
Yeah, me too. I want to tell you, spring training a little bit too long for all of us, but it will end. Trust me, it will end. George Contos is with us. George, you used a phrase, and that is finishing your pitches. Just for the fans who listen, what does that mean?
Finishing your pitches is really getting everything out in front. You know, everything that happens in the pitching delivery with your release point and all that stuff, you talk about finishing, and that's getting as far out, getting your arm as far out extended towards home plate as possible, because whether you want to add velocity, whether you want to add tighter spin, movement, everything happens out in front. So whenever we say finish pitches or get out in front, that means really getting your arm extended, reaching towards the catcher to finish your pitches. And for me, it's whether it's finishing my slider, getting out in front, or whether it's finishing my sinker, staying on top and finishing through. That's just a very common term that we use. And Rags and Guardy, they'll use it a lot, just finish or get through or whatever it is. So whenever we're talking about that, it's just really thinking about extending our arm and getting out in front.
Can you tell when you're not doing that? Can you watch your pitch and say, uh-oh, I'm not finishing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was a good example for me the other night when I was pitching against the Padres. I was facing Mark Kotze, and I was just having a hard time finishing my two-seam, and I walked him on four pitches. But for me, my visual, you know, where I was looking at Hector Sanchez was a little bit off. You know, so for me, I'm the type of person where my sinker, when it's going well, it's going to move quite a bit if I finish it and I execute it properly. So he was set up a little bit more off the plate than I would have been comfortable with. So even if I was throwing the ball to the glove, it was still going to move off the plate. So I was just really just trying to finish it, and I wasn't able just to do it. But, you know, got myself back on track the next at bat and was able to execute some better pitches.
Well, he comes from Northwestern, so we know he knows what he's talking about. It's a good lesson for pitching. And you did give lessons over the winter. I know you give pitching lessons, so you know what you're talking about. It made me think as you were speaking, when do you pick up the catcher's target? So I know Billy Hayes preaches to the catchers, be quiet, be still, leave that target there. When do you look for the catcher's target?
Well, I'm one of the few relief pitchers that goes from the windup and from the stretch. So depending on if there's a guy on base, what base he's on. If there's a guy on second base, that's the latest that I pick the target on, because I come set, I get my sign, I come set, and I come set looking at the guy on second base. So with a guy on second base, I'm picking my foot up to go towards home plate, and I'm not looking at the target yet. But every other time, I try to pick it up as early as possible. That's just for me. It's one of those things where if I can really focus in on my target, I have a better chance of throwing the ball there as opposed to picking it up late and throwing to a general area as opposed to throwing right to a glove. My college pitching coach, Tim Stoddard, who was a pitcher in the big leagues for about 12 or 13 or 14 years, he told me that you really want to focus in not only on the glove, you want to focus in on stitching on the glove. Be as small as possible, because the smaller you aim, the smaller you'll miss. So that's kind of just what I've tried to do throughout the years, is I try and focus in as deep into the glove as I possibly can.
All right, boy, Tim Stoddard, North Carolina State.
Yep.
Terrific relief pitcher for the Orioles. Boy, they brought in big Tim Stoddard after Don Stanhouse, who used to walk the park, drive Earl Weaver crazy. Stoddard, would believe me, was a welcome relief. I remember him quite well. George, you have the Greek background, and I know you enjoy it and you take a lot of pride in it. You've done a little research into the family history. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, after the movie, I've always known that my parents were from Sparta, but my dad was actually born in a village of Sparta, and both sides, my mother's side and my father's side, are from villages of Sparta, so it kind of was one of those things that I've always taken pride in, and just the Greek people in my family and the people that I've been around who have been Greek have always preached to me how, important and how, proud I should be to be, of Spartan descent. And, it really kind of came out in 2007. I was in high A with the Yankees, and a fellow bullpen guy of mine, a starter pitcher at the time, Daniel McCutchen, who's now he's with the Orioles this year. But we were running, and the movie had just come out, and they made the Spartans look like these awesome, crazy warriors, which they were. But we were towards the end of our running, and he was like, "What is this? Are you tired? Spartans wouldn't get tired." And I took off running, and I finished, and I beat him the last couple legs of our poles and stuff. And after that, he started calling me Spartan, and the nickname kind of stuck. I have it on all my gloves now, and I've even had coaches and members of the staff in the past calling me it. So it's a name that I definitely welcome, because it's definitely something that I take a lot of pride in.
Very good. Good story from George Contos. Have you ever been there?
I've been to Greece twice. One time as a family vacation, and the other time I played for in a tournament with Team Greece back in 2002, I want to say. But it's a beautiful country. I mean, the islands there, it's very, very beautiful, and I can't wait to go back at some point.
All right, so my big fat Greek wedding, is that just a big stereotype of what goes on?
You know what? A few things are a little bit stretched out, but for the most part, it's pretty spot on. I mean, there's a bunch of people with the same names, a bunch of Nick, Nickies, Nico, whatever that is. That's how it is. I mean, the way the Greek tradition is, you're supposed to name your children after your parents. So you end up having a lot of people with the same name if you end up having a pretty big family. But it's great. I mean, it's fun. The only thing that is a little far fetched is the Windex thing. You know, you get a cut, you put some Windex on it. I don't know if I would do that, but for the most part, it's pretty spot on.
Or end up living next to your parents. How about that?
You know what? I bet they'd love that, but I'm probably going to get a little bit further away than the next house.
All right. George Contos, nice to have you with us as ever. You really made a name for yourself last year, and as I said, I'll tell you it again. Runners on base, you came in, and Barry Zito should be taking you out to dinner a few times. Really, you got the big outs when you need it. You have that strikeout pitch, that swing and miss pitch. You had a nice season, so good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's George Contos. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.